Thanks, Choir. Thanks, band. Thanks for everybody for a great, great bunch of donations, and just for your continued faithfulness as you try to follow Jesus with the stuff that you do and your time and your resources. And it's really exciting to see how that works. And it's exciting to know that God is willing to use even us, right? Even the things that we have to bring. We've been working through a sermon series. We wrap it up today, entitled Mine. And the first week, we spent some time talking about time and how time is something that can fall into the trap of thinking that it is, in fact, mine. And we kind of unpacked that a little bit. If you are a Christian, claim to be a Christian, claim to be someone who follows Jesus, then you would have to recognize that all things come from God. You can see that throughout Scripture. And so time is one of the things that we kind of highlighted that is, in fact, a gift from God, that the time that we have here in this place is something that God has given us to be stewards of. And so we talked about time as this thing that we sometimes we want to claim it. We want to say it's ours, it's mine, and kind of challenge that a little bit with taking some time to think about how time could be seen as opportunity, how it's important for us to be thinking about time with purpose. And we talked about time as a cumulative thing. You might remember that small deposits of time over time add up. And so we spent some time talking about that. Last week, we spent some time talking about money and how money is a thing, is a tangible, physical thing sometimes, right? I mean, I don't know how many of you, like the last time that you dealt with cash, like remember that thing? Like there was actually like this piece of paper that was green, had like a dude's face on it and a number. Like remember that? It's weird. Most of us now just throw out a little plastic thing, and that's kind of what we think about. But that it's a tangible thing. You see an actual number when you look at your bank accounts, that there's a number there that represents something. And we talked about how money can sometimes, is this thing we want to say is mine, right? And along the same lines, if we think about money as a gift from God, everything being from God is a gift from God, then that includes our money, what we do with our finances, how we manage our budgets, is actually a way in which we can be stewards of the gifts that God has given us. We used the illustration last week of the apples, and we had 10 apples across the table and talked about how the first apple, and we talked about the idea of or the history of tithing. It was the first fruits, so that the very first thing from the get-go off the top was God's. And so we talked about that apple at the very front end being God's and how it's easy for us. And then we talked about all the expenses of life, right? And how it's easy for us to take this apple that was supposed to be at the front end, God's first apple, and it's easy for us to move that to the back end. And we go, okay, well, here's all my fixed expenses. I've got to pay this. I've got to pay this. I got to do this. And then we started to move into what I, in my financial expertise, called the give and take category. Like these are the fixed things. We have to pay these things. And then we have kind of more of the give and take of spending and this or that or whatever the case may be. And we take what, as the scripture would talk to us about, God's first, which was kind of a fixed thing, and we move it to the end into the give and take, and we start shaving off. Okay. And so we talked about finances, how we feel like it's easy to claim it as ours because we worked for it, we earned it, we deserve it, and so we spend it, and we decide how that works. But when we move the first apple, God's apple, from the front to the back, it fundamentally changes our priorities. And so we spent some time talking about what that looks like and the significance of tithing as a spiritual discipline, how that can actually challenge and increase and grow our faith when we look at tithing as a spiritual discipline, as an act of worship and faith. So we spent some time talking about that. Now, this morning when we talk about, and we wrap up the series entitled Mine, and we talk about your talents or your skills or your gifts, again, another thing that's easy for us to kind of think is mine. I am good at this thing or these things. I have earned this degree or that degree. I have this certification. I have this training. I have developed this skill. It's my skill, my skills, my gifts. I've done this. I'm good at this. These talents are mine. And yet, along the same lines, right, if we would talk about time and we talk about treasure, that all things come from God, so that even your ability to do the things that you are good at come from God. And so when we think about stewardship and we think about what does it mean to be stewards of these gifts that God has given us, well, that one of the things that he's given us to be stewards of is our talents. And we're going to talk about that this morning. What does that look like? So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite, if you would, to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You're going to find that in the New Testament. You'll see the Gospels are at the front end. Go a little bit further to the right, and you'll run into 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And you'll see some words on the screen here in a second. I'm going to pray, and then we'll jump in. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have promised to be present with us, and we know and trust that you are present now. And we pray that you might help us to be fully present, continue to be fully present with you and with each other. And so we pray that you would help us, even if just for a moment, to remove the distractions from the past week or the week ahead and all of the craziness that's happening around this world. In the midst of all of that, would you help us to continue to seek and to hear your voice? Because it is the only thing that is going to give us any sort of clarity in the midst of the fog of violence and chaos and brokenness, not just around the world, but right here in our own community. For some of us, even this morning, in our own homes. And so we pray that you would help us to hear your voice, that you would open our hearts and our minds to the things that you would have for us, and that your word would be fresh and new. And Lord, I ask that the words that I speak would not be my own, but yours. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm reading from the NIV this morning, and we're going to look at verses 4 through 7. So if you're taking notes, you can jot that down and maybe check it out later in the week. Paul's writing this letter. He says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." And so I think this morning when we think about being stewards of our talents and we look at and hear Paul write this passage and we think about that each of us, God has given each of us unique talents, gifts, skills. And the source is always God. Whether it is, and however you want to think about stewardship in any way, it is always, the source is always God. The finances that you have, it is because of God. The abilities and the skills and the gifts that you have, God is the source of those things. Your time, God is the source and the holder of your time. You do not know, I do not know, the individuals of what happened just 2 days ago had no idea that their time was done. You simply do not know. And so all that we have comes from God. And so when we think about our gifts and our skills and our talents, that even those things, the source of those things are, in fact, God our Creator. And so when we think about this, it's important for us to think about Christianity has to be more than just a religion that is focused on not doing bad stuff, right? That following Jesus has to be more than just, I don't want to do the wrong thing. Because what that does is then put us in a place where it's too passive for Jesus. Jesus is telling us and challenging us to use our gifts, our skills, and our talents to go and do and to be, to bring about peace, to bring about justice, to bring about hope, to do good things. It's more than just don't do bad. I'm going to try not to do bad stuff. Yeah, I'm following Jesus. I'm a Christian. I go to church, and I'm just trying not to sin a lot. Jesus wants so much more for you and for me in our lives and our discipleship as we try to follow him. And so when we think about the use of our talents and our unique gifts that God has given each of us, and we look at this passage and we see and are reminded that there's different kinds of gifts, there's different kinds of work, but they all come from God. Now, later in the same, so if you're taking notes and you want to spend some time with it later, in the same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul goes elaborates more on this, and he talks about the body, the one body, and the many parts. There's different parts of the body. You know this, right? You live this every day. And your different parts of your body, they do different things. And they're all important, right? Paul goes on to say that the ear can't say to the nose that I don't need you. I don't want you. I hear, you don't. The foot can't say to the hand, you're way up there. I don't care about you. You mean nothing to me. You don't. And no, it's the one body with the many parts, and they each do their different thing. Now, what this does is removes the excuse from you and from me. It removes the excuse that my gift or my skill or my talent doesn't matter. Oh, I'm not really good at anything that we could use in our church. No, not true. The one body with the many parts removes the excuse from you and from me to say, well, the skill set that I have, really, there's no way that God could ever really use that. It's just false. It also helps us see that whatever skill or talents that we have make a difference. That we can make a difference with the skills and the talents and the gifts that you have can make a difference right here in our church here at Gateway and in our community right around us. And so when we think about and are reminded that God is the source of and he gives each of us a unique talent, gift, skills, or whatever those are, that they matter. They're needed. We need you in this church. We need your gifts. We need your passions. We need your skills. Because the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you, because you're just down there walking around. I'm trying to wave around and hold on to stuff. No, we need all the parts to be the one body. Now, what's great about that, and it's a great analogy, a great imagery as we think about that the parts do different things. Aren't you thankful for that? That there are people that are sitting in this room with you right now that have very different skills, gifts, and talents than you have. And that is something that we should celebrate and be excited about and thankful for. Because some of you are really good at stuff that I'm terrible at. And that if it wasn't for your gift or your skill or your talent in the life of our church, that we would have this gap. And as we go all around the room, we can say, yes, I'm so glad that you do this. I'm so thankful for that you do that, because I'm terrible at that. Now, one of the things that we also begin to see is it starts to play out in the life of our church in ways that we don't even recognize. And I just learned the other day, it almost made me cry. I just learned the other day that there are a group of individuals in our church who have taken it upon themselves to volunteer to watch a 3-year-old boy of a family, of a couple in our church who have volunteered to lead our youth group. So this group of individuals in the life of our church recognize that hanging out with youth, not my thing. I'm terrible at that. Maybe you're not. I'm saying that, you know, to make it dramatic, all right? Maybe you're recognizing that, whoa, not my skill set, not my talent, not my gift to hang out with some, you know, adolescent 5th through 8th graders. But I recognize that there's a couple who might have that gift, and we can step in and create this thing to happen by empowering them and enabling them to do that while we do this. And so we're going to watch your child, 4-year-old, maybe, sorry for that. So we're going to watch your child, and you're going to do this thing. Now, what's fantastic about this is the body, right? The one body, the many parts. What's fantastic about that is I had no idea. And I don't say that because I should know everything, because I don't, and I don't want to. But I love that you as a people are doing church. You're like, hey, we get it. We're trying to figure this out, and we're trying to be this one body with many parts. I'm not going to be called to do stuff with youth, But man, I can watch some kids so that some other people who are can. That is the picture of the one body and the many parts. I just had the opportunity on Thursday to be invited into a lady's home in our community. Because this home, we found out through a connection that one of you is really trying to go after with being connected to two of the elementary schools right down the road, Sunnyside and Oak Landon. And so through this relationship and this connection that you were pursuing, we get connected with one of the social workers of the Lawrence School District. And we just start some conversation. And we're saying, hey, we want to do something in our community. We want to make a difference. We want to be here. Use us and do whatever. We don't even know what that means, but whatever it is. And I bet not even a day or two later, we get a phone call from this lady who says, I have a family who has no heat in their home. Well, that's not acceptable to me. And I hope it's not to you as a church. That's not acceptable. Okay. Well, can your church do anything? I have no idea, but yes. I don't know, but sure, we will. And so I had the opportunity to be invited into this lady's home. Single mom with a third grader, a fifth grader, and a seventh grader, to be invited into her home and to spend some time with her and figuring out what do we do? How do we move forward with... Now, my Spanish is terrible, okay? And Spanish was this lady's primary language, though her English was very good, and she didn't think that or feel that way. But some of you have a gift and a skill of being able to communicate in ways that others of us can't. What a beautiful thing. And so we step into this lady's home and we're working through spending time with her and figuring out. And so then I'm looking at this thing, like I know anything about furnaces, right? So I'm like, yeah, we'll check it out and see. And I'm taking pictures and I'm sending it to another person in our church who does know some stuff. Or know some people who know some stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, okay, cool. I got this buddy, Bill. He's all over it. He can show up and fix it. We just need to... And then all of a sudden, we're like, wait a second. Are we actually being the church? Like, that's crazy. Like, it's weird that the one body and the many parts and all the things and things are starting to happen. I mean, some of you have a skill, and I've witnessed it. Some of you have a skill of knowing a ridiculous amount of people. Like, your networking abilities are like off the charts. And that may be a skill that you can go, you know what? I don't know how to do anything with HVAC stuff. You can send me some pictures of a furnace. I don't even know that it's a furnace. But I know people who can make that thing work. And we're going to figure out a way to get heat in this lady's home. Because to be living in a home with two space heaters and no heat is unacceptable. And this is around the corner from us. So this is figuring out what are your talents, what are your gifts, what are your skills, and how do we use them to be the body of Christ? How do we use them to make a difference in our community? And so if we have to break through the mentality that this is mine. No, I am good at this. This is what I do to make money so that I can live and survive and support my family. It has to be more than that. That even the gifts and the skills that God has given us, he has given us so that we might use. That we might use to do good, not simply just not do bad. We're going to, here in the next probably week or two, it's crazy to think that Advent starts in 2 weeks. But on that first Sunday of Advent, we're going to have some sort of like a, not necessarily a pick a star tree thing, you know, but maybe we'll have bells and we'll call it the dingling tree. I don't know, whatever we'll do, right? I don't know what it is. And then we're all just a bunch of dinglings, right? And we're just growing to grasp it. But we're through our connection with Lawrence and the social worker, we already have a list of families that she said they don't have, and you fill in the blank. They don't have winter jackets. They will not have any sort of Christmas. If churches or individuals within our community do not step in, they will not experience any sort of Christmas as we so much take for granted. And she's given us this list. She said, how many individuals, how many families do you think that your church can I have no idea. Let's say like 10 right now. Let's say, okay, God. Whew, all right, let's say 15. And then we'll just see. So you're going to see that. Those are just more ways in which you and I can use not just our resources, but our time and our skills and our gifts to do stuff. I can't tell you how excited I am about the relationship and the connection that we're making with this individual through the Lawrence School, because she has called us multiple times with needs, saying, hey, I've got another family who their electricity is going to be shut off on Monday. Well, that's not okay. And I don't know how we can help or what we can do to help, but we will help. The one body and the many parts. Some of us have some talents and that we don't even recognize yet, that we have not really even owned or stepped into. What a fantastic way to explore that in the life of the church. I mean, some of you haven't even discovered them yet, and you have to move past the feeling of being uncomfortable to say, I'm good at this thing. Right? It's good for us to practice humility. That's a good thing. Jesus would say, great, be humble and serve. But it's also important there are times when we have to kind of own that God has given us this, you know what, I am good at this thing. I'm actually have this thing is this gift and this skill and this talent that God has given me, and I'm pretty good at it. And I'm still trying to figure out or discover maybe how to use it in the life of the church. Fantastic. I mean, you can hear a gift and a skill that's being used right now. That a lot of us would be like, not mine. And so we look around the room and we go, we're thankful that there are different gifts and there are different skills and there are different talents. Because that's what makes the one body with the many parts actually move and work. Now there's just take notes. We're not going to turn there. I'm not going to read it. But Matthew chapter 25. Verses 14 through 30, and this is a parable that Jesus talks about a guy who has some guys who work for him, and he leaves them some different amounts of money, and he says, I'm going to go away, and here, you're kind of responsible for this amount of money. And two of the three guys take the amount of money, and they invest it. They do something with it so that when their boss gets back, they go, hey, you gave me 10, and now you have, 20. And the one's like, hey, you gave me 5, and now you have 8. And then the third one says, you gave me 2, and I didn't know what to do, and so I buried it, so here's your 2. You didn't lose anything, but you didn't gain anything. Here's your 2 back. God has given you gifts and talents and skills to be used, and the value of them is not recognized until you use them. It does you, nor our church, nor the community, nor anyone any good if you sit at home on the couch and you're like, man, I am really good at fill in the blank. And yet you never actually do anything with it. Then your talent, your skill, your gift has no value. It only finds its value and its worth when you use it. And I think if you've made a decision to follow Christ, then part of that decision and part of that relationship means using your gifts and your skills and your talents. Not just to bring about good, but to also invite people into that relationship. Invite people into the relationship with God. Invite people into our church. You come here. That's weird, right? So there must be something. So why not use our church as a way in which you can invite people into a journey with Christ? Because if we're not doing that, or we're not helping people along in that journey, then you probably shouldn't come here. This is weird. Or you can say, I've got this skill, I've got this gift, I got the talent, and we can do something better. We can be better at this. We can connect with people better if we do this. And God has given me this gift or this ability to do something with that. wouldn't it be exciting if we were a church that felt like people could come and say, I have this gift, I have this talent, I have this skill, and I want to use it for the kingdom. Help me figure out how to do it. Yes. That sounds fantastic. Let's go. Yes, we're going to help this lady. I have no idea how, but yes, we're going to help. And we figure it out together. And so what does it look like for you and for me as we use and are stewards of these gifts and these talents and these skills that we might invite people into a relationship with Christ, into a relationship with each other, into a relationship with our church, into a relationship with our community? Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the gifts that you've given us, and we recognize the responsibility and the privilege that you've given us to be stewards of these gifts of time and of treasure and of talent. And Lord, we pray that you would just continue to use us. We bring all that we have and all that we are, and hope and expect to be used by you. Lord, we continue to pray for our church that you would find ways to use us to make a difference in the lives of each other and in the lives of our community. Lord, we give you thanks because you have truly blessed us with so much, and we confess that there are times when it's really easy to take it for granted. And so we pray that you would help us just to continue to be a generous people, not just with our money, but also with our time and our talents. Use us. We're trusting that you're going to take us places that we had no idea that you would ever take us, and just allow us to be humble enough to follow your Spirit. We give you thanks for all that you have given us, and give you thanks for your Son, who was this perfect example of what it means to humbly serve and not look to be served, but to serve. And so use our time and our treasure and our talents that we might serve you as we serve others.